A Leadership Learning Moment, 6 Ways You Can Train Your Boss to Be a Better Leader by Michael Holland. There's your boss swaggering down the hallway on the way to his next meeting. He has no clue how much he doesn't know about leading well. You've just completed your super impactful Lead Well People leadership training program, and now you know just how far from a great leader your boss really is. Instead of sliding into the dark vortex of cynicism, you should look for ways to help train your boss from the following list. 1. Share your DISC style/profile. Give him a copy of your DISC profile and talk to him about your style, how you are motivated and demotivated, how you react under stress, and all your insight on different styles. 2. Ask him. Look in his eyes and ask him how he's doing today. How's he surviving the battle of meetings? What's the best thing to happen so far today? How's his daughter doing with her college search? What one task could you do to help him? 3. Prompt with success and stumble. Send him a daily email with very brief bullets. One success you had the previous day as a leader, and one stumble you had as a leader. 4. Say thank you. Find something that you appreciate about his leadership. Yes, you may have to look hard and compliment him with a sincere, appreciative thanks. 4. Give a Twitter-esque article/podcast/TED Talk/blog review. Send him a link to a leadership article you've just read, and your 140-character review revealing what you learned. 5. LinkedIn profile. Review his profile and summary of current position. Share 2 or 3 things you're impressed with in his job/background. While your boss may truly be leadership challenged, it's more likely that he just never had the opportunity to participate in good people leadership training, so he's unaware of the role he could play in your life. Coaching thoughts for you and your peers. 1. How do you think your boss will react to your attempts at training him? 2. Assume you've moved forward on all the ideas and your boss is leading better. Would you expect him to say thank you? Why? Why not? 3. If you turned the tables and performed all these ideas with your employees, how might they react? Thank you for listening to this Leadership Learning Moment. To learn more about how to lead well, visit our website at bishophouse.com.